You told me you had destroyed it.
I was wrong. It has destroyed me.
I don't believe it is my picture.
Can't you see your ideal in it? Said Dorian bitterly.
My ideal, as you call it.
As you called it.
There was nothing evil in it, nothing shameful. You were to me such an ideal as I shall never meet again. This is the face of a satyr.
It is the face of my soul.
Christ, what a thing I must have worshipped! It has the eyes of a devil.
Each of us has heaven and hell in him, Basil, cried Dorian with a wild gesture of despair. Hallward turned again to the portrait and gazed at it.
My God, if it is true, he exclaimed, and this is what you have done with your life, why, you must be worse even than those who talk against you fancy you to be.
He held the light up again to the canvas and examined it. The surface seemed to be quite undisturbed, and as he had left it. It was from within, apparently, that the foulness and horror had come. Through some strange quickening of inner life, the leprosies of sin were slowly eating the thing away. The rotting of a corpse in a watery grave was not so fearful. His hand shook, and the candle fell from its socket on the floor and lay there sputtering. He placed his foot on it and put it out. Then he flung himself into the rickety chair that was standing by the table and buried his face in his hands.